Hello, and thank you for listening to the Horror Script Podcast. If this is the first time listening to the show, please be aware that this is for entertainment purposes and strong language is used. If you find comedy like Howard Stern, Seth Rogen, South Park, and Family Guy offensive, then this might not be a show you're interested in. If you do find them funny, then hopefully you find us funny as well. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Horror Script Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Horror Script Podcast. Well, this week we're going to be reviewing the movie Microwave Massacre 1979. And the lead star might have a very familiar voice to some of us, especially from our childhoods. But we're not getting that movie. We're getting a movie with a lot of cannibalism, a lot of death, and a shit ton of goddamn nudity. I'm your one host, Miles.
And I'm your other host, Richard. Oh my god. This was one hell of a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Microwave Massacre. 1979. Unrated. An hour and 16 minutes. I gotta be honest, I liked it more than I thought I was going to.
It gets you hungry, too.
I don't know about hungry.
It gets me hungry.
This is a fucking crazy, ridiculous movie. But somehow, it was kind of fun. In a really bad way. But it was. It has this fun energy. I don't know, it's really weird, but I don't know, it kind of worked.
When you watched it, were you like, man, this guy's voice sounds so familiar, why do I know it?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this guy's voice sounds familiar. I'm like, so we're talking about Jackie Vernon. He plays Donald, he's the main character in the movie, and I watched about three quarters of this movie, and then finally I'm like, all right, I got to see who's in this movie and where they're from. Is there anybody even notable in this fucking movie? Because I recognized zero actors in here, but his voice was very familiar. So I looked it up and come to the realization that he was the voice of Frosty the Snowman, the cartoon. I was like, oh my god, this is the other fucking movie that he's done? What? Holy shit.
Yeah, you'll never be able to watch Frosty the same way again.
I probably won't come Christmas when I watch it. I'm just going to be like, oh man, happy birthday. Because he was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I literally knew nothing about him. And then just looking up his information, it was quite interesting. But how he went from doing this... Actually, I think he did Frosty the Snowman first.
I don't remember when Frosty came out. It was probably the earlier 70s.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was. So, but yeah, did a couple voiceovers in some cartoons, but then ended up in Microwave Massacre. the other two cast members that I figured I'd note were Lauren Sheen, who played Roosevelt, and the other movie that Lauren was in was Hitchhike to Hell, and then Al Trope, who played Philip, and he was in Feast and Catch of the Day.
Oh, Catch of the Day.
You've seen that?
Of that mess. No, but a lot of references of Catch of the Day in this movie.
Oh, yeah. and then we had two writers. It took two people to write this movie. That was quite interesting. Thomas Singer and Craig Muckler. And the director was Wayne Berwick, who also directed Monsters and The Naked Monster.
Oh, I wonder what The Naked Monster was wearing.
So, yeah, I was very unfamiliar with any of the films that they've done and any of the actors and actresses that were in here. Let's get into the ratings.
What'd you give it, Rich?
Now, listen, it's tough with this one. This is going to be high for what it really probably should be. But thinking back on it, you know, it's appropriate. And it's probably not going to emphasize the enjoyment I had watching the film. Because the things that were bad were really bad. But the things that were good and funny were funny. But I gave it a 4 out of 10.
That's it.
Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't represent how, like, the enjoyment that I did get from it. I liked it. But would I recommend people watch this? Depends on what they really like. I think there's a specific group of people, a specific group of horror fans that would like this film. I don't think this is for the masses. This is a specific acquired taste because the acting's really, really bad in it. Which kind of adds to the comedy. And there are some funny parts in the movie. And it's a terrible movie. It really is. But it's enjoyable at the same time. And it's just, I mean, it's so hard to rate this because there's so many things that you just kind of love about it. It's that horror nuance. It's that old timey, they're just going for that horror genre film mixed with comedy. And it was kind of, it seems like this is where it kind of started mixing the comedy and horror together. Am I wrong on that?
I mean, yeah, this is definitely more comedic than horror.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No one's going to be like, oh, I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, you will get some laughs, and, you know, the ridiculousness is crazy. But I give it a 6. I think it's definitely worth a watch. It's short. It gets to the point. You know, pacing's good.
I disagreed with you on the pacing.
Really?
Yeah, there were some really slow parts. I was like, oh my god, like, come on already with this fucking scene.
I thought there was enough kills in it and such.
Listen, I mean, again, I laughed. There were some funny parts in this movie. But it's, again, I think it's an acquired taste. I don't think you can go to most people. And I think if you randomly selected 100 people to watch this movie, I don't think you're going to get anywhere near a 6 out of 10 on their ratings for the average.
It depends on who you're getting to watch this.
Exactly. That's my point. I mean, if you get, like, people who really enjoy the, you know, the old, like, horror nostalgic films, then yeah, they're gonna love it. But, you know, I don't think most people are gonna like this film.
Well, I disagree with you. I think most people would.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, hey. Again, I enjoyed it. I tried to represent what my actual rating would be on this, because I think the best part about this movie was the writing. The storyline had it, but the acting and the directing, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoyed the goofiness of it. The kills, the recipes.
Oh yeah. But it's a fun movie, and it's a fun movie it's going to be a fun movie to talk about as well. Yeah. Like,
and then the ridiculousness of the size of the microwave.
Oh yeah, thing was fucking enormous. It was like, I mean, god, it was like fucking, it was bigger than an oven.
Yeah.
It was enormous. All right. Anyway, scare rating.
One.
Yes, I agree. 1 out of 10 on this. This is a comedy straight up. There's nothing scary in this. There's a few deaths, but they're not even really shown on screen.
I guess the scariest thing you would see is maybe that this fat guy can get so many ladies to sleep with him.
Yeah. that this older, retired, almost heavy set guy is just being fawned over by the ladies. Most of them are sex workers, so. But still.
You know, let's categorize women now. Jesus, Rich.
In this movie, they're sex workers.
God.
Yeah, so I anticipate the ridiculousness of this movie right off the bat. When the very beginning of the movie, there's this like hole in this wooden paneled wall that the construction workers are working in, and this woman just kind of walks up and puts her breasts in it and just kind of shakes them, and they all just kind of go running for them.
I know, I would love if I was just walking down the street one day and some big titty woman just shoves those breasts right in a hole. I'd be like, yeah. It'd be fun. But never happens to me.
No?
Mm-mm.
I guess you're walking down the wrong streets.
I am.
You got to go to Amsterdam or something.
Yeah, you could just buy it in the windows there.
All right. Should we move on to scary movie trivia?
Go ahead.
All right. I got 5 fun facts and 1 false statement. So 6 in total. And if you're new to our podcast, the scary movie trivia, I give Miles these 6 statements. One of them I made up and is fake, and the other 5 are real. So see if you can figure out which one is the one I made up, and we will let you know right when Miles answers. All right, number 1. Rodney Dangerfield was considered for the role of Donald, but his asking salary was too high. Number 2, final film of Jackie Vernon. Number 3, was released on a full screen unrated DVD by Anthem Pictures in 2006. The front case art trumpeted the film as the worst horror movie of all time and uncut/unrated as selling points. Number 4, the producers wished to express their thanks to microwave ovens, without which this movie would have taken much longer. Number 5, all of the body part props were purchased at a local magic shop to cut down on budget costs. Number 6, director Wayne Berwick makes an uncredited cameo as one of the movers who discovers the faulty wiring in the microwave.
I'm going to go with magic shop.
Yeah, you're right. That's the fake one. What gave that away?
Because I know what magic shop props look like, especially back in that day.
I mean, come on. Some of these fucking props. I mean, seriously, his wife's head? Come on. I mean, arms, legs, hands. I mean, I didn't think it was that far of a step to just have, like, magic shop props.
It was. I picked that out easy.
I guess so. Would you imagine this movie with Rodney Dangerfield?
It would have been a lot of, I don't get any respect.
Yeah. It would have been pretty crazy, though. All right, well, you got that one. Nice.
I know.
All right, I have one goof that was I thought was notable. That is when Donald is cutting into the sex worker. The blood splatter is coming from 2 different directions.
Out of everything in this movie, that's all you pick out?
I mean, in the goof, I mean, there's a lot of goofs in it, but I mean, yeah, that was like the one thing I was like, that's interesting. The rest of the stuff was just like, oh yeah, there's a mistake there. I mean, there was a lot of scenes where there were crew members in the shot, but it was like, even though you were able to tell, it was like, well, was it a mistake? Was it a goof? Or was there just like an extra kind of still being there? So, I don't know. It was fun. All right. Let's get into spoiler territory. And before we go into spoilers, we are now on Patreon. So if you want to get access to our pre-horror show, you can sign up for any level to get access. We discuss movies and shows we watch in the past week that are not on the episode and discuss our outline for the episode. Higher tiers have additional perks, so go check it out and help support the show. And if you're interested in watching this film and do not want anything spoiled, go check it out now. We were able to watch it on Tubi. Not to say that it'll still be on there when you listen to this episode, but that's where I saw it. And I'm sure Miles owns this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, spoilers ahead. We are going to break down all of the deaths in this. And there were six. First death, number one. We got May, Donald's wife.
And this bitch deserved it.
Jeez. Well, they fucking hated each other. I mean...
the goop that she was cooking him, I was like, oh, God. Why didn't he do it sooner?
Well,
it
was coming out of the microwave.
Yeah, but that was just... Oh, that shit she'd make.
Well, Donald kills her by strangling her and then beating her with a pepper mill.
Yes.
We see her in the microwave oven the next morning.
Yes, when he wakes up from the hangover.
Yeah. He shoves her in there.
Yeah, and then he has a quick panic, like, oh my God. And then it's like, it starts the microwave.
He starts cutting her up, putting her in the fridge.
Yep, throwing away all of her food.
Yeah, all of her food. He accidentally drops her hand in there. And then later on he goes back to eat. And he's like, ah, might as well before it goes bad. And ends up eating her hand. And realizing that he likes human flesh.
Well, he's like, this ain't bad at all. Because it's wrapped in tinfoil. And then he unwraps the rest of it. He's like, oh! And he realizes it's a hand. But then it's like, it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Then next up, we have DDD, the sex worker. Donald gets her to come home with him, and then he ends up having sex with her for a little bit, and then smothers her with a pillow.
Yeah, anytime he has sex, he has to kill them.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Why was he... I mean, it seemed like he didn't want to have sex with them. He was really just... He just wanted to get them home so that he can cut them up and cook them.
Because after he has sex, he kills them. That's just his fetish.
Yeah. I guess so. But yeah, Triple D gets it. I
understand that urge.
Oh, yeah? Nice. you just want to eat human flesh after you have sex?
No, there's certain parts of female anatomy I like to eat.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is... Jeez. Moving on to number three. We get the chicken lady. There were a lot of puns in this one when he's talking to her and getting her back and everything. And then he kills her off screen, but we do see him putting a severed foot on the cutting board. And then I guess he was serving it to his construction worker friends.
Yeah, because he brought an arm with him to eat. And they were like, that looks good. And they take a bite and like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Was that an arm? It looked like a really long rack of ribs.
I don't know. I thought it was an arm, because the thickness of it and stuff, it looked like it was an arm.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It was, I mean, I think in reality, I think it was probably a whole rack of ribs.
But they commented how good it was, but it the meat was a little old and rough.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that was her, if it was May.
That was May. That was May.
So he was planning on getting more. And then we have this nude woman. After Donald sees the psychiatrist, he cuts the woman down down the center between her breasts.
He might have been going for her ribs.
Yeah, I don't know. She was just laying on the table, and she was topless and already dead, I guess. And then he cuts her in between her breasts, like down her chest and into her stomach. And believe me when I say the graphics on this weren't. It was really just a fake knife with the little tube to leave a trail of red blood. There was no slicing or anything like that. But fun little scene. I'm sure Miles liked it.
Like I said, I love the amount of nudity in this.
There is a lot of nudity. Basically, if there was a female other than May, if there was a female on screen, she was showing her breasts.
Mm-hmm. And I applaud them for that.
All right, number five, another sex worker that Donald picks up. He brings her home, and we get another off-screen kill. But it is they do show him cutting her up, and this is the one with the blood squirting into his face from different angles.
Yeah, a lot of off-screen kills in this, but they do show the mutilation.
Yeah, they show body parts, which, again, the body parts were kind of pretty cheesy, like almost like paper mache.
Well, no one said it was a big-budget movie.
No, that's for sure. But enjoyable. Again, it's a fun, stupid movie. That's the best way to put it. So, but he pretty much has sex with these women, then kills them, then cuts them up and eats them, and serves them to his construction worker friends. And it seemed like in the beginning of the movie they weren't really crazy about him, but when he started bringing them human flesh to eat, which they were not aware until probably about right about now, when we get our sixth and final death of the movie, that's when they realized that he was eating human meat. Because Donald is our sixth death, and he is found dead next to the microwave from his pacemaker being too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and find him, and then find the body parts as well.
Yeah, Donald's death could have easily been avoided.
Oh, yeah. Well, so now here's the thing, and I was curious on your take on this. So the final reveal looked like it was that May was trying to kill Donald from the start with having the microwave set up with the reverse cables to trigger the pacemaker.
Could have been. May was a bitch. Like I said, she deserved to die.
They both hated each other. So whether or not she wanted to do it and make it look like it was an accidental death. Because, at the very, very end, the guy's like, yeah, I don't know what was ever going on with these wiring on the microwave. Would have been a death trap for anyone with a pacemaker.
Yeah. But, well, when you have a pacemaker in, best thing to do is drink 4 Sigmatic coffee. That's right. All natural mushroom-infused coffee. If you have a pacemaker, this will strengthen it. Hell, you might not even need the pacemaker anymore because your heart will be bumping. And you wouldn't have to worry about any reverse-wired microwaves anymore. And eat all the human flesh you want. Mm-mm-mm, delish. Rich, tell us about 4 Sigmatic coffee.
Yeah, 4 Sigmatic coffee. It goes great with human flesh.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Go check out our links below. Get yourself a bag of 4 Sigmatic coffee beans. And find out what we're raving about. All right. Favorite kill?
May, because I just wanted the bitch to die.
Jeez. I was going with the second sex worker. Even though the kill is off screen, him cutting her up and then the blood squirting up in his face was actually funny. Who's your worst kill?
Probably just the smothering with the pillow.
DDD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was mine too. It was underwhelming. I was like, come on, that's all you got for me? It was like, they could have tried a little bit harder on that one. Could have made it funnier.
Well, yeah.
But that is our review and take on Microwave Massacre. fun little movie. Kind of short, but still fun. It's worth a watch if you like old-time comedy horror like that. It almost seems like it would be a grindhouse film, no?
I mean, it was pretty much a drive-in movie.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, grindhouse. People who like the grindhouse films, yeah, this one would probably be right up your alley. So, all right. What do we got next week?
Well, we're going into April. So, I don't know. Last year we did intentional horror comedy.
Yeah.
How about this year we'll do, because you're hard-pressed to find a straight movie with this type of category. We're going to do Attack of.
Ooh.
All month. We're going to see if we can find enough movies, but I'm pretty sure we're going to. So.
I think we are.
Yeah. Just the ridiculousness for this month, we'll do Attack of. Usually it's Attack of the Killer and then followed by so-and-so. So, we'll start it off. We'll start with a classic. One that everybody's heard of, probably, but not many have seen in this day and age. We're going to go with Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, I remember seeing this movie.
Yes, they made many sequels, but we're going to go with the original, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Nice. All right, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Man, fucking pizzas. Here we go.
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie since I was a kid, so...
Yeah, me neither.
I'm sure that I'm going to be like, holy fuck, this got made.
Yeah.
I remember the animated show. I used to love watching that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember the animated show on that. That's yeah. That's true. Oh, wow. Well, this one's going to be fun, so I'm looking forward to it. It's either going to be fun or it's going to be fucking horrible.
Yeah, but... I don't remember. So, it's going to be one or the other.
Yeah. All right, well, next week we'll be back with Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And like always, please share the podcast with friends by letting them know what your favorite review is that we've done. Share us on social media to help us grow. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the Slasher app. You can check out our interviews available on YouTube. And if you want to support the show, pick up some merchandise or send us direct support through Patreon. All the links are in the show notes below, so go check them out. And we'll be back next week with Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Till next time.